Here's a thought I'll title, Failing is Good. And as probably a prime example, let's talk about processing. Let's say you decide you need to increase the contrast on an image. So you grab the contrast slider control and you start cranking it to the right and the contrast increases. How do you know that you've gone far enough? You don't, of course, unless you go too far and then say, no, back up just a little bit. There's the sweet spot. Same thing with sharpening. Same thing with changing color correction. Anything you do in processing, failing is required, that is to say, going too far and then coming back a little bit. Well, it's an obvious example to use processing steps as a means of illustrating that failing is good, but I would propose that's true in all other aspects of photography. You don't know that you've gone too far with a composition until you push it to an extreme, and then find the point at which it fails, and then dial it back just a little bit. Same thing with depth of field. I used to find that universally true in the view camera days with tilts and swings. With long exposures exhibiting reciprocity failure, I didn't know I'd gone far enough until I overexposed, which is hard to do with reciprocity failure. But that's the nature of the beast. But even worse, sometimes we get it right the first time. We don't have to fail and then dial back just a little bit. It just seems to be perfect the first thing we do. The way I think about it, that's the worst problem you can have. It may seem like it's great that you got it first time, but it's not. Because if you don't go so far that you fail, you don't know that you haven't gone far enough. You don't know what too much is until you see too much. And if you think you got it perfect the first time, you'll probably never push yourself to that state of too much. And therefore, you'll never know that there's still some potential that you haven't experimented with. Let me put it a different way. If you haven't failed, that probably means you haven't engaged sufficient risk and pushed the boundaries of the easy. I remember very well the first time I went to Yosemite. And, of course, like everybody that goes to Yosemite, I was fascinated with Half Dome, with El Capitan, with the Merced River, with all those gorgeous bits of geology that just screamed to be photographed. But I didn't push myself very hard. I never failed. Every picture I took was a success, in the sense that they sort of looked like everybody else's. And it wasn't until I challenged myself to see Yosemite in a new and different way that I realized just exactly how hard that is to do. So eventually, I'm delighted to say, I made a lot of really bad pictures of Yosemite, things that just didn't work, experiments that failed entirely. But in the midst of all of those, I did get a couple of images that I liked, and that I still like today, 40 years later. The ones that have been thoroughly forgotten are all the standard shots, the valley floor from Wawona Point, the rock face of Half Dome and El Capitan. I have those pictures. I never show those pictures because I didn't push myself hard enough, and they look like everybody else's snapshots of those beautiful areas. And in that sense, they definitely are a failure. Risk is a part of the photographic life. Risk is a part of the art life. And you will inevitably find that where risk is involved, failure is not far behind. But the trick is learning that that's a good thing. That failing means you're trying. Failing with enough persistence will eventually lead to something interesting. And it will definitely push you beyond your boundaries. And in making art, that's almost always an excellent position to be in.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.